Blog Talk Radio. Please announce yourself. Entry and exit tones are off. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord on today. Amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on today. We are grateful. Amen. For another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we are so grateful. Amen. Thanking Him. Amen. For His precious Spirit. Glory be to God. Thanking Him for yet the mind. Amen. The mind to want to save, to serve Him. The mind, amen, that yet wants to come into His presence. Amen. And we are so grateful. We're so grateful for it on today. We are grateful. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, the Lord has truly, truly, truly done us well. Amen. He has done us well on today. Amen. And we just give Him thanks. We just give Him praise. Amen. Glory be to God. And amen. At this time, amen, I'm just going to ask our co-host, Minister Emmanuel, amen, if you are available, if you can hold the line, amen, for just a second, if you would, if you're available, amen, Jesus, that would help us out greatly, amen, amen.
Amen, praise the Lord, everybody, amen, praise the Lord, woman of God, amen, we bring you greetings in the name of the Lord, amen, thank God, amen, once again, helping you. Amen. How the Lord allows us to come together one more time. Amen. We just bless God. Amen. For this night. Amen. For His goodness and His mercy. Thank God for each and every one of you. Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For amen. How the Lord has been blessing us. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For this network, this broadcast, for the word of God that has been going forth even over the airways. Amen. We just to each and every one of you that, amen, come to support this line. Amen. We want you to know that we appreciate you. We thank God for you. And as what we always say, without you, there will be no Prayer News Network. So we thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. Faithfully coming to this line. Amen. We greet all of our newcomers. Amen. In the name of the Lord. And we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. While you're coming in, amen, we pray that you will, amen, reach out to somebody. Amen. Reach out to some people. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. Let them know, amen, that we are on the air live. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. You can go to our Facebook page. Amen. There, amen, you could type in the Prayer News Network, and there you can hear the broadcast, amen, as it's being recorded as well. Amen. And at the end of the broadcast, we will give you two numbers, amen, for you to text us to receive a copy, amen, of tonight's program, amen, and any other broadcast that you care to have, amen, we'll be sure to get you a copy of the broadcast, amen. So please take time out to reach out to someone, let someone know that the Prayer News Network is on, invite somebody to come on in tonight to hear what the Lord, amen, has in store and has to say unto His people this night. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And truly we are rejoicing tonight to be able to come together. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. We may not be, amen, physically together. Amen. But we're together in spirit. Amen. As we always say, amen, this is a church without walls. Amen. This is the church without walls. Amen. So you don't have to hold back. Amen. You ain't got to be afraid to praise Him. You ain't got to be afraid to give God the glory. Amen. Nobody can see you. Nobody but you and God. Amen. And that's all that matters. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. Amen. So you give God, amen, what's due unto his name. Amen. And not worry, amen, about, amen, who's looking at you funny. Amen. What people, amen, say. Amen. This is between you and God. Amen. But we praise God. We come together, lift up our voice. Amen. In harmony and unison. Amen. To glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. Many members, but of the same body. Amen. We're worshiping the true and the living God. We're worshiping the same God. It doesn't matter where you may be calling from. Doesn't matter the area that you're calling from. If you're serving the true and the living God, the God that sits high and look down low, amen, we're serving, amen, the one God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. And we believe the word of God tonight. Amen. It's been declared. The declaration has been already stated. Amen. That Jesus is Lord. Amen. And he wants to be Lord of your life tonight. Amen. If he's not Lord of your life, you can make him Lord of your life tonight. Amen. This day, amen, thou, amen, Jesus began to tell that thief on the cross, this day, amen, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. The same thing God wants to do for you tonight. He wants to make you, amen, a part of the body of Christ. Amen. So we praise God. We bless God for all things. Amen. We welcome all of our listeners. Thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Those of you that are tuning in, amen, from all over the world, we thank God, amen, for you. We're glad, amen, that you have stopped by. Amen. We thank you for your support even to come to this line, amen, on a regular basis. Amen. We pray that God is doing great things in your life. Amen. We believe, amen, God is doing something for you, because if not, you wouldn't be coming back. But we thank you, amen, for coming and supporting this Prayer News Network and for being a part of this great ministry. Thank God for all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries. Amen. Blessings unto you. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. From every country that's represented. Amen. All over the world. Amen. China, Italy, Brazil, the UK, Tortolos. Amen. The Bahamas, the Virgin Islands, South Africa, Jamaica. Amen. Just all over. Amen. We thank God how the Lord has made it possible, amen, for this broadcast to reach you right where you are tonight. Amen. And we thank God, amen, how the God, he's so wise, he's so intelligent, he sees far beyond what we see or can even imagine. Amen. The Lord, amen, he does all things well. He knew that this time was going to be. He knew this time was coming, and God already had orchestrated to be ordained. Amen. And come forth, amen, to be birthed out in such a time, amen, that we were living in and still are living in, amen, in a pandemic. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for his wisdom. Thank God for his knowledge, his grace. Amen. God's grace is sufficient, and his strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. We do honor the Lord tonight. Amen. For our visionary, amen, and founder, amen, of this great Prayer News Network. Amen, which has been, amen, established in the earth over a year now. Amen, over a year. Amen, going on a year and a half. Amen. So God is good. Amen, God is good. He's great. Amen, 542 days. Amen, 542 days and counting. Amen, and we're looking for God, amen, to even add. Amen, even continue to add. Amen. God gives the increase. Amen. One water, one planet, but it's God that gives the increase. Amen. Just like Jabez prayed, the Lord that blessed me indeed, oh, that thou would enlarge my territory, enlarge my borders. And truly, this is our prayer tonight, is that what God will continue to enlarge us. Amen. And the higher we go, the humble we are going to stay. Amen. I said the higher we go in God, the more humble we're going to stay in God, because God resisted the proud, grace unto the humble. Amen. We're going to continue to remain humble. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt thee. Amen. We want God to lift us up. Amen. And set us and place us in heavenly places, places that we ordinarily would never go, places in the ordinary that we would never have, amen, been. But if God does it, he will open up doors for us that no man can shut. Amen. So we just praise God. We bless God tonight. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. As we're waiting on, amen, our host, amen, tonight. Amen. We want you just to reach out to somebody. Amen. Let somebody know that we're here. Amen. That we're on live and that this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your loved ones, your family tonight. Let them know, amen, that the Prayer News Network Global is on, and they don't want to miss, amen, what it is that God, amen, has for us tonight. We don't know the mind of God. We do not know how God is going to move tonight. We don't even know what God is going to speak. Amen. Amen. We may have one way of doing something. We may have a format, amen, plan for tonight, but we don't know what the Holy Ghost is going to do. Amen. The program is subject to change under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let me give you warning tonight. The program is subject to change under the unction of the Holy Ghost. How many of you want God to have his way tonight? You ought to say, Lord, have your way. You ought to say, Lord, have your way on this line tonight. Lord, have your way in my life tonight. Amen. And whatever God wants to do, it's all right with me. Truly, when God is in control, amen, we yield to his will and we allow God to have the right way in our lives. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. As you're coming on in, amen, we just want to welcome you once again to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We bring you greetings. Amen. This is a family. Amen. The family of God, the Prayer News Network family. Amen. People are coming from all walks of life. Amen. All, amen, nationalities. All, amen, different backgrounds. But amen, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. God has no respect to person. He's the same Lord over all. Amen. That call upon him. Amen. So it doesn't matter, amen, who you are. You call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Amen. Word of God lets us know that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as to as many as received him, to him gave he power to become the sons of God. And truly tonight, and to everyone that believeth on his name, and truly tonight, whosoever, amen, believeth on the Lord, amen, shall be saved. Amen. You could be saved tonight. Amen. Don't feel like you can't be saved. You could be saved tonight. You haven't gone too far that God can't reach you. You haven't done too much that God, amen, can't forgive you of. Amen. As long as you didn't blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Amen. As long as you didn't commit self, amen, murder, suicide, you can be forgiven, amen, of every other sin that you may have committed tonight. So, yes, there is hope, people, God. Amen. Yes, there is hope, sinner man. Yes, there is hope, sinner woman. Amen. For those that may be feeling hopeless, amen, we come to let you know tonight, yes, there is hope. There is hope in Jesus. Amen. Job began to declare, said, amen, there's hope in the tree. Though it be cut down, yet with the scent of water, it shall sprout again. Same way with you and I tonight. Amen. In spite of all that we have went through, in spite of all the low places that we have hit and reached, amen, Jesus can pick you up. Amen. He can pick you up and turn your life around tonight. This is why we're here. This is why we come to this prayer line every night. Because somebody out there, amen, is feeling hopeless. We ain't going to say maybe. There is somebody out there tonight that's feeling like all hope is gone. But if you could take hold of faith tonight, if you could grasp a hold, if you could grasp hold of faith tonight and believe, amen, and know that God loves you, God cares. No matter how low you may feel tonight, God really cares. Amen. And God loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. And he wants to fix it for you tonight. Amen. He wants to fix it in your life. Amen. But you got to, amen, allow God amen, to come into your life. Amen. We just give God the glory tonight. Amen. Somebody needs to know there's hope tonight. Somebody's down in the valley trying to get home. Amen. There's somebody in the valley tonight trying to get home. And you did the right thing by calling into the prayer line. You did the right thing tonight, amen, tuning in by radio. Amen, by Facebook. Amen, amen. You did the right thing tonight. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Something may be said tonight just to help you on your way. Amen. You stop by tonight. Amen, because you feel within yourself. If I could just get, amen, a sense of hope, if I could just hear something tonight that can change my situation, amen, God can fix it for me. Yes, he can. God truly can fix it for you tonight. Amen. Why don't you give God a try? Why don't you give God a chance tonight? Amen. He's standing with his arms stretched wide open, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. I know you're tired. I know you're tired of the load that you're carrying. I know you're tired of the burdens that you're bearing. Amen. But give it to Jesus tonight. Jesus came and will lighten your load. Amen. He will carry it for you. You don't have to carry it tonight by yourself if you only give it to Jesus. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We glorify God. Amen. For being Lord. Jesus is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus is Lord. Amen. He loves you tonight. Amen. He is concerned all about you. Amen. So let somebody know tonight, amen, that yes, there is hope in Jesus. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. For tuning in tonight to this broadcast. Amen. Let's come, amen, intentional. Let's come, amen, with a purpose tonight. Believe in God, amen, that he is going to meet our needs tonight. And you don't have to leave this line the same way you came, in Jesus' name. Do you believe it tonight? You ought to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. You ought to tell him thank you by faith. Amen. That you're not going to leave this prayer line the same way you got on, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. It's all you have to do. Supply the faith, and God will supply the grace. Amen. According to your faith, be it unto you tonight. Amen. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Amen. Amen.
The recording has started.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And every shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. For he is Lord. Oh, yes. He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He has risen from Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess, oh yes, that Jesus Christ, oh, that Jesus Christ, you got to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help me say yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you know he's Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on and lift him on tonight. Come on and bless him. Glory to God. Bless him. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him tonight. Bless him for his goodness. Bless him because he yet reigns. Bless him because he lives on tonight. Bless him, glory be to God, because he's good. Bless him on tonight, glory be to God. Bless him, hallelujah, for another day. Bless him, glory be to God, hallelujah, for his keeping power. Bless him on tonight. Bless him on tonight because he's worthy. Bless him on tonight. Glory to God. He's more than worthy. Glory be to God. And we come on tonight to give him praise. We come on tonight. We come on tonight, glory to God, as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, as we enter into his courts with praise, glory to God. People of God, come on and let's bless his name on tonight. Come on, let's bless his name on tonight. Bless him, glory to God, as only you can. Bless him on tonight with the fruit of your lips. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his glory to God endures unto all generations. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. Father, we bless you on tonight for your goodness. We bless you on tonight for your grace. We bless you on tonight, glory be to God, for your power. Thank you for your power, your keeping power. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for keeping our minds. We thank you for keeping our hearts on tonight. Father, we thank you. We just come yet again, glory to God, in this time and in this hour to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, glory be to God, for 1,000 tongues. It wouldn't be enough, glory to God, to thank you for your goodness. It wouldn't be enough, glory to God, to tell you how much we appreciate you. But, Father, we've come unto this place in this time and in this hour one more time. Glory to God, to just lift our voices unto you. Glory be to God. We lift our voices unto you. Glory be to God. And we're asking that you would have your way. Father, have your way in this place. Have your way. Glory to God on this line. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your divine way on this line in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us this night, Father. Look upon us, glory to God, not in your wrath, Father, but look upon us in your tender mercies. Look upon us in your loving kindness on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you would have your way on tonight. Father, have your way on tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your way on tonight, glory to God, according to your sure mercies. Have your way on tonight. Have your way, glory to God, in each and every one of our lives. Have your way on tonight, glory to God, for those that have beckoned to your call in the precious name us. Father, have your way on tonight. Do with us as you will. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way on tonight. Father, we're asking that you heal on tonight. Heal bodies on tonight. Heal minds on tonight. Heal, glory to God, from toxic relationships on tonight. Father, make a way, oh God, out of no way. Do what you will in the midst, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause your anointing to rest upon this line. In the name of Jesus, rest upon us now. Glory be to God. We're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking that you will sanctify us on tonight, each and every one, in the name of Jesus. Father, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory on tonight, but we're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your spirit on tonight, your anointing on tonight, Father, and do what you will. Father, we ask you to deliver on tonight. We ask you to set free on tonight, set captives free on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, set free on tonight, set free as only you can. Father, break yokes on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let us not leave this line, oh God, the same way that we came, oh God, but over the mouth, over the airways, in the name of Jesus, cause your anointing to flow, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the lowest of the lowest places, oh God, flow on tonight, set free on tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the crack alleys, Father, set free on tonight, cause your people tonight, oh God, your angels, oh God, your ministry spirits on tonight, oh God, cause them on tonight to minister to your people, the heirs, oh God, that have not come to heirship on tonight. But Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, that by your precious spirit, oh God, speak to your people, cause the enemy of quickening, open the ears of your people, open the hearts of your people, cause them to hear your voice on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Hey God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for moving. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for undoing burdens on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you on tonight for undoing the works of the enemy. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for breaking the chains. Hey God, hiya. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, thank you for all. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, for severing the ropes. Oh, God, that hold your people fast. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight, and we lift up our hearts unto you. We're asking that you would sanctify us on tonight, oh God, in that yielded place, in that yielded place. We yield unto you tonight. We yield unto your work. We yield unto your move on tonight. Father, we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you to do what you will. Do what you will in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the Messiah. Oh, Father, you arise on tonight. Cause the enemy of our lives to be scattered. Oh, God of the Abosi. Father, but you know what we have need of before we even ask. And we're asking you all, glory to God. We're asking that you would do as you will on tonight in the midst of your people. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, some have come for a closer walk with thee. Oh, God, even now, oh, God. Oh, God, cause them to feel the drawing. Cause them to feel the drawing on tonight. Cause them to feel the release on tonight in the name of Jesus. And we bind up the hand of fear. We bind up the hand of fear even now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for your great salvation. We thank you for your great salvation throughout the earth. For it's not your will, oh God, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word that draws, your word that delivers on tonight. Cause your people, glory to God, to hear your voice within the voice of your servant on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you all, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for saving, your great salvation. Oh, glory to God that goes throughout the earth. We thank you. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your great salvation. Thank you for your great salvation. Thank you for saving your people. Thank you for filling with their precious gift. Oh, God, the precious Holy Ghost, we thank you, oh, God, for the indwelling, for the infilling of your people on tonight. Father, we say, have your way. Glory to God. Do what you will. Do what you will. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people. Every need, every desire, Father, meet. Oh, glory be to Messiah. Father, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask. And it's according to the power that worketh with us, your power, your spirit, oh God, that works within us. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for the indwelling. Father, we say, have your way on tonight. Do what you will in the midst of us. Work out situations tonight, oh God. Get into marriages on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Drive out the enemy. Drive out confusion. Drive out the spirit of confusion. Oh, glory to God, and cause there to be unity and truth that stands in the midst of your people. Father, for you've ordained it to be here. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Drive out confusion in the midst of the body, in the midst of the body of Christ. Drive it out tonight. Drive it out tonight. Oh, God, it calls your spirit of truth to stand in the midst of your people. Your truth, oh, God, your peace, oh, God, calls it to abide in the midst of us. And, Father, we thank you now. We thank you, oh, God, for loosening, oh, God, the heavy burdens. Oh, glory to God, the burdens that seem to hold your people fast. But we're thanking you on tonight, but we're casting our cares upon you, for you care for each and every one of us. And we're thanking you tonight for what concerns us concerns you. We're thanking you for loving us just that much. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. Tonight, call somebody, oh God, to be robed. Glory be to God in the garment of praise. In the garment of praise, cause the spirit of praise to rest upon your people. Oh, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Those that are heavy, those that are burdened on tonight, cause them to be embraced by the spirit of praise on tonight. Even in the midst of, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your word now. We're thanking you for your servant, oh God, that you've beckoned to this line. We thank you for the obedience to the call. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, glory. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for causing there to be lifting in the midst of us. Lift us now, your people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cause us to know that we're in a precious place, that we're in heavenly places, oh God, with thee. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for what you're doing in the midst of the earth. Glory to God, because we know that you're in control. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you. Hey, God. Glory to God, Father. We thank you. Oh, glanaramasa. Holy, I say, Gloria, ma. Oh, kasha, nerebeshe. Oh, krenasia. Gloria, maha, ye. God, thank you. Oh, glory. Hey, God, enanaramasia. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Haya, nerebeshe, globoshe. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Cause you're here, ganamahaya. God, thank you. Oh, God, your presence, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence on tonight. We thank you for what you're about to do. Father, in our hearts say yes. Our minds say yes. Our souls say yes unto thee. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for the souls now. Father, we're claiming souls for your kingdom. We're thanking you on tonight for the souls. Glory to God, that we may not even hear, that we may never see. But we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your hand picking. Thank you for your choosing. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. Father, now we say, speak to our hearts. Glory to God. Speak to our hearts. Speak, oh God, to the pureness of our hearts. Cause us to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of distraction. We bind up the spirit of deafness right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up
and we cast it out in the day, say, in the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that you call the sons, Father, for we're led by your Spirit. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for the power that you've invested in us, each and every one of us. Cause us to come one with the power, oh God. Cause us to come one with you. Glory be to God. Cause us to know who we are in you. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We thank you for the churning. We thank you for the turning. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you, ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Holy, oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Thank you for what you're doing right now in the midst of us, in each and every one of us. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 hallelujah, amen tonight, amen. Glory to God on tonight, glory to God. Somebody give him praise, amen, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight, glory to God. Go ahead and text someone, amen. Text a couple of people, let them know, amen, that we're here. Let them know that we're live, amen. Glory to God, let them know, amen, that the Lord, amen, is here. Let them know, glory to God, that there is a blessing waiting for them, amen. Just send out that text message right there, amen. Send out a group text, amen, glory to God. To come and join you on tonight. Amen. Something good is going on the PNN. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and tell them, let them know. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For his goodness, for his grace. Glory to God. We thank God for what he has for us right now. How many can thank him in advance? Glory to God. I'm talking about thanking him really in advance. Amen. Glory to God. Because you know, amen, Jesus, that there's a blessing for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For his servant. Amen. For the woman of God on tonight that the Lord has chosen. Glory to God to bring forth his word on tonight. Glory be to God, people of God. We pray that you got your pencil. We pray that you got your paper on tonight, amen, to hear what the Lord, hallelujah, what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Glory to God. And yes, glory to God, he's in control. Amen. And yes, he will have his way. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going to, amen, Jesus, release the platform to the woman of God on tonight. Glory be to God. She is no stranger, amen, to us, no stranger to the line. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. She is a co-contributor, amen, to the book, The Gift of Prayer. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I thank God for her. I thank God for her life. Amen. I thank God for the wisdom and knowledge, amen, that the Lord has placed in this woman of God. Amen. Coming to us, people of God, from Tortola, British Virgin Islands, by way of Upper Room Deliverance Tabernacle. Glory be to God. This woman of God, amen, she's traveled, amen, Jesus, so many places in the earth. And tonight, glory to God, the Lord has brought us, amen, back here with us. Glory be to God. We want you to receive the woman of God, Evangelist Suzette Smith. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, woman of God, for the space and time. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God tonight, praise the Lord, for Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We acknowledge the protocol, praise the Lord, that has already been established. And we thank God for the visionary, the founder, and a host on tonight. Amen. And my sister, praise the Lord, evangelist and Israeli. Blessings on you, daughter. Thank God for people and advisors, all of the advisors. Amen. I don't remember all your names, praise the Lord, but we thank God for you, praise the Lord, and much respect, praise God, to the man of God, Minister Emmanuel, and Evangelist Bonds, praise the Lord, and for the great work, praise God, that you have been doing as co-host. Amen. Blessings on you, praise the Lord, and blessings on Minister Ali. God bless you, woman of God, as well as your son, praise God, and his family, amen, for what God is doing for him, amen, and in his life, praise the Lord, and may he continue, amen, to put God in everything that he does, amen. He is a great man of God, amen, as well as his family. God bless you. I don't know them, but I heard him, amen, on PNN. Praise the Lord. We greet, amen, all of you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, under the sound of my voice. Praise the Lord. Pastors, prophets, prophetess, praise God, evangelists, teachers, and all the saints of God, men, women, boys, and girls. Blessings on you. We greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And before I go any further, praise the Lord, I just want to do a short prayer, praise the Lord, because the woman of God prayed, amen, and we thank God for that. Jesus, Savior, Redeemer, my Deliverer, Omnipotent One, Omniscient One, Lord, I worship you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because as we worship you, we realize that we are the temple of the bride, and you are getting us ready, amen, for your return. Mighty God, we pray that you may bless tonight, O God, all the listeners under the sound of my voice. Set up your name, O God, continually, O God, in abundance. Grace us, Lord Jesus, with your presence and anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us and mold us, O God, for we want to be like you. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Cover us now, your shed blood, and we will ever be careful, O God, to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. My job description tonight is very simple, not only tonight, but every time you hear my voice, my job description remains the same. And it is found in Isaiah 58 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. This is my job description. It is, my job is to cry aloud, lift up my voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, in the house of Jacob their sins. And it continue into St. Luke 24 and 47. That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And I just want to give you a simple operation. Praise God. You know, when you go to the hospital, we have what is called a theater. And in the theater, when I was growing up, they used to say they're going to do a surgery, or some people would say an operation. So I'm going to give you a simple operation on tonight, and it is P-O-R, praise the Lord. And it is found in 1 Samuel 30 and verse 8. And this operation says, pursue, overtake, and recover. And I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered and said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Praise the Lord. And that is what I pray for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Under the sound of my voice tonight, those of you that are listening to me, praise the Lord, and recover. Praise the Lord. So now I'm going to go, praise the Lord, into my scripture text for tonight. And let me give you, because sometimes I do forget, so let me give you right up front my topic. My topic is tracing the roots of your salvation. Praise the Lord. And when I came on the broadcast tonight, praise the Lord, Minister Emmanuel was on, and he said, the declaration have already stated that Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. And he was right on target, because I'm going to be in Luke tonight. And Brother Luke also talked about a declaration. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be reading from St. Luke 1, verses 1 to 4. And the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. St. Luke chapter 1, 1 to 4 is one of my favorite scriptures. I say one of them because I love Job chapter 2 as well. Brother Luke is one of my favorite because of his style and vocabulary. In the first four opening verses, praise the Lord, and I'm going to read, I'm going to take my time, praise the Lord, as I love to do, praise the Lord. St. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and I read, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Verse 2. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. 3. It seemed good to me also, why, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, form, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things. Praise the Lord. Wherein thou hast been, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the second scripture is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord and thank God for the reading of his holy word. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go over very slowly as I love to do. The writer is Brother Luke himself. Says, for as much as, in other words, since, or apparently, there were a number of early attempts to record history of Christ taken in hand to set forth in order is a condition in which freedom from disruption is maintained through respect from authority. A declaration, formal announcement, either oral or written. A declaration means to state, praise the Lord, of those things were facts confirmed by the fullest evidence. In other words, everything Jesus said and did means approved by thousands of witnesses. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning, means starting point or the origin, were eyewitnesses, one who sees and gives a report on what has been seen. Praise the Lord. Verse 3, it seemed good to me also, having had a perfect understanding. In other words, full knowledge. Amen. And I drop down to the latter part of that verse. Most excellent Theophilus. Most excellent means the order addressing an individual of a high standard. Theophilus means friend of God. Praise the Lord. By the way, Luke addressed Theophilus as he appears to have been a man of high standing. Yet on the other hand, Theophilus is a common Roman name. Praise the Lord. Verse 4, that thou mightest know. To know something means to understand, be acquainted, familiar with, and to be aware. Praise the Lord. The certainty. Certainty means a state of being from doubt. In other words, assurance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For Brother Luke's style and vocabulary in these four opening verses comprise perhaps the best example of classical Greek in the New Testament. Amen. Because when I was in school, praise God, he told us that the thesis is supposed to tell the person who is reading what the story is all about. Amen. It is also, Brother Luke's writing is also, praise the Lord, an indication of his extraordinary education and his fitness for the task God gave him of writing such a complete bio of Christ. Brother Luke left us, praise the Lord, in the last chapter of St. Luke 24. Praise the Lord, with what we call the ascension. Praise the Lord. Let me just run through that very quickly, and I'll start Luke 24:45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the day, the third day, and that remission and repentance of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. Now I'm going to drop down to verse 51, Luke 24:51, and it came to pass, while he blessed them, that's Jesus, he was parted from them, and he was carried up into heaven. And that's where Brother Luke left us in the book of St. Luke. Praise the Lord. And we didn't hear from Brother Luke no more. And then we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then Brother John stepped in. Praise God. And he wrote the book of St. John's Gospel, saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. So after Brother Luke, we have the book of Acts, praise the Lord. And I'm told tonight, praise the Lord, that Brother Luke came back on the scene again, and he wrote the book of Acts, praise God. And he said, the former book have I made. In other words, former means, praise God, previously, before in time. And we saw that in St. Luke. His former book was the book of Luke. Amen. O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Praise the Lord. When he said he began, it means the acts are a record, the continuation of his ministry through believers. Praise the Lord. Each of the four Gospels is written from its own perspective to present Christ to a particular group of readers. Brother Matthew, he presents Christ as Messiah and King in fulfillment of prophecy. We have Brother Mark. He stresses the servant aspects of Christ's ministry in writing for those of Roman background. Then we have St. John, proved Christ to be the Son of God. And Brother Luke's emphasis is on the humanity of Christ, the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. My topic tonight, praise the Lord, is tracing the roots of your salvation. Praise the Lord. I read for you St. Luke 1:1-4 and Acts 1:1-2. Praise the Lord. And I think that I explain it. Amen. So that you can understand and I could hand over to the host now. But I'm going to take it a little further. Praise the Lord. For when I look at these scriptures, Brother Luke, as well as his friends, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, they were concerned about their salvation. They wanted to know for sure that they were in the truth and serving the right Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke and his friends, they had been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Luke's writing. Praise the Lord. And they had been filled, oh, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, according to Acts chapter 2. And they believed that they were in the right faith, but they were not sure. Because in those days that they were living in, there was nothing documented in order to prove their salvation. In that day, they did not have the New Testament in the form that we have it now. All they had were miscellaneous writings. There were those that took upon them to write certain facts about Jesus, but nothing that Brother Luke had ascertained were able to give them enough facts, praise the Lord, to let him know that he was in the right faith. And Luke, being a beloved physician and an educated man, he had a scientific and an optimistic mind, and he attended, praise the Lord, the school of Alexander. Brother Luke, he went about to trace the roots about their salvation. He went about collecting written materials that he could have found in that day, even materials that were written by Brother Matthew and Mark and other writers of that day, and he compiled those facts together to come up with some truth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he began to write them, according to the scripture that we read in St. Luke 1. He writes them in a systematic form. Nobody in those days had written in a systematic form. It was only miscellaneous form. It was not a matter of thinking or hoping that they were saved. They wanted to know that they were saved. Praise the Lord. And so, stop by tonight. Praise the Lord. To let you know that if you want to be sure that we have the right salvation, and praise the Lord, the best thing for us to do is like what Brother Luke did, is to trace. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about tracing the root of your salvation. If your faith started in John in the 16,000s, I know nobody, praise the Lord, is not alive that was born back then. Now, praise the Lord. Then you know you have the wrong thing. If your faith started in Boston in the 1900s, then you have the wrong thing. If your faith started in the Virgin Islands in the 1900s, then you have the wrong thing. Or wherever your faith, you think your faith might have started. But I just about to let you know that if your faith started, if your salvation started with Jesus Christ, and you have been baptized and speaking in tongues, praise the Lord, like they did in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, then you have the right roots and you are on the right track. Praise the Lord. In the Bible, there are 9 baptisms. And Brother Luke, praise the Lord, he wrote on all 9 of them. And I'm going to run through them very quickly so you can just jot down the scriptures, praise the Lord, and you can go back to it another time. I'm not going to try to stop and pinpoint my time on these, praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. The men of Israel were baptized. Acts 8 and verse 12. Both men and women were baptized. Acts 8 and 13, Simon was baptized. Acts 8, 14 to 16, Samaria were baptized. Acts 9 and 18, Saul was baptized. Acts 16, 14 to 15, Lydia and her household were baptized. Acts 16, the Philippian jailer and his household were baptized. Acts 18 and 8, Titus and his household were baptized. Praise the Lord. And you know what it's telling me today? Praise the Lord. It said, don't let nobody, praise the Lord, talk to you about being baptized. And don't let them tell you that you need to speak in towns today. They tell you that that world for them. But evangelist, I want you to tell them something for me. In case you might not want to do it, just tell him, Evangelist Smith, tell him fix, but no fix. Glory to God. Because it's too late now. Ain't no need. Are you trying to stop me? But I'm already been to the waters. I'm already been baptized. I'm already speaking tongues. And I feel it, I feel all right. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So what we believe in, it must be backed up, praise God, by some written document. Thank you, Jesus. And if what you got, praise God, is not written in the Bible, then it is not worth the paper it is written on. Good God from Zion. For everything, praise God, that I believe on, it is written in the Bible. Oh, glory to God. I'm just going to preach for a little while. Y'all don't worry about me now. Because I'm in God's hands now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My brothers and sisters, we must be able, praise God, to use God's word to prove our salvation. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For when I look, praise the Lord, at Brother Luke, or found out that Brother Luke, he was the only Gentile writer of the Bibles. Praise God, praise God. I did a little research myself to make sure, thank you, Jesus, that I am in the right faith. To. Praise God, praise God. I have to make sure that I am serving the right Jesus. Praise God, praise God. For in Luke's day, praise God, there were many who believed in all kinds of things. Praise God, praise God. They were believing in philosophers. They were believing in fortune tellers. Praise God, praise God. They were believing in spices and cancer and all sort of things, praise God. And I found out that they were running hither and thither trying to find somebody that can give them hope to their lives. Praise God, praise God. There were people, praise God, in that day that believed in all kinds of Jesus. Because many of the Jews' mothers, praise God, praise God, they named their children Jesus because they wanted their children to be the Messiah. The name Jesus means Jehovah salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For Brother Luke, he is saying that one's faith, praise God, is not more sure than the object upon which it rests, praise God. So we thank God that our faith, praise God, rest firmly upon the unshakable historical fact, praise God, recorded in God's matchless word. So Brother Luke, praise God, had to make sure that he was serving the right Jesus. If you just flip over, praise God, to Acts 13, praise God, and verse 6, praise God, and it reads, and when they had gone through the aisle unto Paphos, praise God, they found a certain sorcerer, praise God, a false prophet at Jew, praise God, whose name was by Jesus, praise God, and he was a false prophet, and we didn't want to be serving no false prophet. And if you go over, praise God, to Colossians 4:11, praise the Lord, and Jesus, which is called justice, praise God, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Praise God, praise God. And he, there's Jesus. He was a friend of Paul, and we didn't want to be serving no friend of Paul. Thank you, Jesus. And so I got to close now. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But before I close, I just want to praise God. Let you know, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that according to Revelation 1:14, praise God, it says, on the foundation of heaven, there was a quaking and a shaking, praise God, and they looked down, and they saw one, his hair was like sheep wool, praise God, his feet, praise God, like polished brass. He had eyes like ball of fire, praise God. Kneecaps like diamond, praise God. Fire like rainbow. A garment like lightning, praise God. Face that shine like the sun, praise God. And I heard when Jesus, he stepped on the scene, Hebrews 10:7. He said, Lord, I come in the volume of the book. It is written on me to do thy will, O God. Hebrews 10:5. Jesus says, prepare me a body. Good God, good God. And I will go on down. Praise God. And redeem man back to me. Praise God. So there are two, praise God, genealogies of our Lord. One is found in St. Matthew chapter 1. And the other one is in Luke, praise God, chapter 3, praise God. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. The genealogy in Matthew, praise God, begin with Abraham, the founder of the Hebrew nation, praise God. Brother Luke's genealogy began with Joseph, praise God. And praise God, he carries the line, praise God. He carried way back, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. As far as Adam, praise God. Because when we read, praise God, the book of Genesis 1, it talks about Brother Adam in the very beginning, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So Brother Luke, praise God, you can write this down, praise God, but I'm not going to read it right now. I'm just going to pick out, oh God, some of those guys that was in there. In Luke chapter 3, verses 23 to 38, Brother Luke, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He traced, praise God. Hallelujah. The roots to Adam. He traced the roots, praise God, on back to Jacob and Isaac, praise God. He traced the roots, praise God. He traced it on back to Amminadab. Praise God, praise God. He traced the roots to Seth, praise God. And he keep on tracing, and he traced the roots on back to Adam. And he found out that Adam was the son of God. And he found out that Jesus is the son of God. And he found out that Jesus is the only one that can pick you up and turn you around and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling all right now. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory to God. Because I have this Jesus that I'm talking about on the inside. Praise God, praise God. I feel what I love, and I love what I feel. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And we find out that Jesus, oh, Jesus, he is the only one that will put clapping in your hands and running in your feet. That Jesus, oh, Jesus, that he will put joy down on the inside. I heard somebody say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and they just can't take it from me. Thank you, Jesus. Or find out that Jesus, he is that wheel in the middle of a wheel. That Jesus, oh, Jesus, he is the anointed one. He is the Messiah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He is my rock, praise God. He is, praise God, the head of our church today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I find out that if you read through your Bible,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Looks like we lost connection. Like we lost connection with our speaker on tonight. Glory be to God, the people of God. Amen. Let's just begin to give God some praise. Amen. While we try to get her back. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We hear you now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I don't know, amen, what you didn't hear, but I was just closing, praise God. And I was saying that we found out that Jesus, praise God, he is our soon coming King.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Any folks under the sound of my voice that is not saved, praise the Lord, and you desire to know Jesus Christ in the form of your sin, praise the Lord, you can do so. Now, praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, come before you right now. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, oh God, for anyone right now who would like to receive you, oh God, as Lord of their life, who would like to have you, Lord God, even as they're indwelling. Please pray that you may touch their hearts, Lord, that they may open up their hearts right now to you, Jesus. And that they may have a tugging, oh God, to accept you as their Savior. Touch them right now, oh glory to God. Let them yield to you, oh God, pardon of their sins. Let them cry out to you as I release them into your hands. Touch them one more time in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. For the past couple weeks and months, praise the Lord, I realized that there have been so many people dying. Praise the Lord. And some of these people that have died, they are saved, you know, the Lord, praise the Lord, pastors, evangelists, prophets, etc. Praise the Lord. Just yesterday, we usually have every year what we call a day of prayer in Maine. The first Thursday in May. And we have a man of God who has headed that for years. Amen. Very humble man of God. And someone told me that he had passed. Amen. And so I think it was 2013, praise the Lord. The Lord had been speaking with me, and he has been showing me certain things, praise the Lord. And one of the things that he showed me, praise the Lord, climate change that they are talking about, I noticed that, praise the Lord, when it rains, praise the Lord, the rain don't smell the same way, praise the Lord, that it used to be when I was growing up. When I was a little child growing up, praise the Lord, it used to rain so much that we would hear on the radio, no school today, no school today, and we would be so happy, and we would stay home and stay inside, and we would have the windows open, and we would smell that rain coming down. And when we get outside, we would just eat some of that dirt, praise God, and nothing would happen to us. Now, when it rains and I go outside, all I'm smelling is chemicals. Sewage, oil, and different things. Praise the Lord. And I realized that so many people coming down and they have cancer and different things. And one of the things that God laid on my heart is the air now that we breathe in, exhale, and what we inhale is not so good. Amen. But what can we do about it? One of the things that he laid on my heart is that if we wash our face, nostrils as well, that would help us a whole lot. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it is the same thing that we have when we talk about the coronavirus, COVID-19, the pandemic, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this pandemic that we talk about has been coming into being globally since 2013, praise the Lord. The world leaders, praise God, praise the Lord, they have been talking, praise the Lord, and the world is moving into a United Nations Agenda 21 for sustainable growth and development, global economics, government around the world, praise the Lord, is going to cut, praise God, unnecessary expense. Praise the Lord. So when they say that, it is a PAN pandemic. It is really an plandemic because it was planned. But what I can tell you on tonight, that people of God have a hiding place in Christ Jesus. If you stay in God, amen, God will tell you what to do. Praise the Lord. And you will be covered. Praise the Lord. You need, praise God, to have a prayer life. Praise the Lord. Every chance you get, praise the Lord, you need to set up a prayer. Praise the Lord. And when you can pray, praise the Lord, you intercede. You stay as long as you can. Praise the Lord. And so tonight, praise the Lord, it is laid on my heart, amen, to pray. I want to pray, praise God, for ministers and all church workers. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. According to Revelation, the dragon, amen, he was wroth with the woman, and he went to make war with the remnant across all souls. It's after the seed, the elected ones, and you must pray. It is time to pray. The time that remains, oh, glory to you, hallelujah. Now, oh, yes, 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 God, yes, yes, yes. Yes, God, it is time to pray. And I'm talking about sincere prayers. Amen. Father, what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to pray. But I'm going to pray the word of God. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come our prayer thanking you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, for looking on us one more time. Lord, we thank you for you woke us up this morning. You clothe us in our right mind. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you put a roof over our head. And we say thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for providing food for your children. We say thank you, Lord. You put clothes on our back. We say thank you, Jesus. And according to Timothy, praise the Lord, chapter 2:1-4, praise God. He told us in your word, he said, I exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks, thank you, Jesus, be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may, praise the Lord, lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. Or see, who will have all men be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth. And he gives some apostles, Ephesians 4:11, and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Lord, give us these, you said, for the perfecting, for the ministry, for the Oh, glory, yes, yes, Jesus, for the edifying of the body of Christ. These are the last days, Lord, we pray that you may help us to come together. Come together in unity, the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Help us, even unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said in your words, Ephesians 2:19-20. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 3:4-5, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Lord, be with you, the men of God, the seed, Lord. Realize that Satan is working double time, overtime, and triple time to get your people. And we must be grounded. We must stand fast, O God, in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. Help us, Lord, not to be entangled again. Lord Jesus, in the yoke of bondage, Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God, the Lord, Jesus Christ, will be upon us. Anoint us, oh God, to preach good tidings unto the meek. Lord, we lean on you, depend on you, oh God, that strength, that power, that anointing to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives and to open the prison to them that are bound. We trust the Lord Jesus. You stand up on your word to proclaim the acceptability of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord, for all the servants of God, the ministers of God, the workers of Christ, the members of the body of Christ. For peace, Lord Jesus, that the Lord will give strength and peace, and the Lord will bless all these children of God with peace. For you, O God, you are the Prince of Peace. According to Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Be of peace, Lord. We pray right now for the peace of Jerusalem. God, be within those walls. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that you, O God, you will keep us in perfect peace. If we just have our mind stayed on it. Lord, I'm praying right now, oh glory to you, for the body of Christ. Jesus, it's not easy, mighty God, because we are living in a time that you talk about, that perilous, dangerous time shall come. Which is upon us now. And if we cannot, I realize the horses are coming. The strength of man. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus. For it was Paul in Corinthians 6, praise the Lord. In verse 4, he was saying, but in all these things, approving ourselves as ministers of God. Help us, oh God, patience in affliction, in necessity, in distresses, in strifes, in imprisonment, in turmoils, in labors, in watching, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unframed, by the word of truth, by the power of God. By the ammo of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report too, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chasing and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making rich, as having nothing, and yet in all things. And we continue in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 that we have this head in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and if not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down. But we are not destroyed because we are feeling that we are up in the
always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord peace. But the life also of Jesus Christ might be made manifest in your body. That the Lord's body of God is in his head. To walk in love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, working of miracles, sex, prophecy, and going off the cliff. That is kind of things and interpretation of things. Beautiful people, Father,
yes, God.
You confess our sins, O God. In the name of Jesus, we say, O God, and we say, Lord, that you will forgive us. With God's grace and God's mercy, we buy it. That it is good over us. That we present a God living. God is still a day of us. Over you, the faith of you. So that you make him prayer, holy, and acceptable. So right now in the name of Jesus, no. But I have a seat and I take a single into the realm of the city. And it will not be earth death in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive and I declare that you don't have everything that is not the right for you. In the name of Jesus, let me say right now that you may obtain this, Lord, obtain them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as you move into the spirit of God, as you pray, oh God, that by the blood of Jesus,
yes, God,
that evil that be over around this man, God, may be destroyed.
Jesus.
Move us now, Mr. Jesus, beyond the veil of our flesh.
Okay, Baba. In the name of Jesus.
We believe it. Oh, yeah. I don't know what this is. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now. Oh, God, in your name, Jesus. So you will continue, oh, God, to empower us, Lord God. As we rise up in your name, Jesus. With your assembly, and you will ever be successful. Give your name on. Lord, save the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Chief. Blessings in you as I turn over into the hand of the host, Evangelist, and the prayer. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you for allowing the Lord to use you on tonight. Amen, to deliver such a word unto us, the people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, this word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we would that you get a copy. Amen. That you get a copy of this word on tonight. I tell you, God is really doing some things. Amen, Jesus. Amen. In this time and in this hour, glory be to God. In that, even as the word of God is coming, glory to God, but it's coming with such urgency. Amen, that you want to get it and that you want to send it to someone else. And I know we've been sending the word out, glory be to God, but the word has been so direct, amen, that the word that has been coming, amen, it's like there's an urgency, as I forestated, to get it into somebody's hearing. Get it into somebody's hearing. Amen, glory to God. So we've been getting that word, amen, that word of warning, that word of correction, amen, Jesus, that word, glory be to God, that, amen, causes us to get in line, amen, glory to God. God is very intentional about what he's saying, Glory to God. And all we have to do is send it. Amen. And the word does the work. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, even as tonight, people of God, we would that you get a copy of the word on tonight, amen, Jesus, and send it out. Get it and send it out, amen, glory to God. Get this word and send it out, amen, to somebody. Somebody needs to hear it, glory to God. As we always say, their very lives may depend on the word that you send them, amen. So we don't want to hold it, glory to God, but as we said, amen, it's the vision and the will of God, amen, that all be saved, that none be lost, glory to God. And if we're getting such word, people of God, it's our duty and it's our obligation to send it out, amen. Send it out, amen. Be led by the Spirit of the Lord and send this word out, amen. Glory to God, amen. The number that you can text on tonight is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, you can text us, those that are listening internationally, you can text us via WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, 678-608-7234. Amen. We would, people of God, that you get a copy of this word. Amen. Get a copy. Send a copy. Amen. Send it to a couple of people so that they too can be blessed. Amen. God bless you again, woman of God. Amen. I tell you, glory to God, we have been so blessed by what the Lord, amen, has given us on tonight. Amen. And we speak a blessing over your life. Amen. Jesus, we pray, amen, that the Lord would bless. Amen. That the Lord would expand your borders. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that the Lord would breathe afresh upon you. Glory to God. Intensify his hand upon you. Glory be to God by his anointing. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight. Glory to God, that the Lord would meet your every need, your every desire. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that the Lord would bless your going out and your coming in, that he will preserve you, that he will keep you, glory to God, for a time such as this. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. Glory be to God. We thank him, amen, for your life. Glory to God. We pray that he cause his face to shine upon you, that he favor you, glory be to God, and the ministry that he's placed within you, that it would intensify, glory to God, the gift and the gifting, glory to God, that it would intensify and cause doors to be opened unto you to minister this word unto the people of God. We do pray these things in the precious name of Jesus, and we declare it, decree it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. God bless you again. Thank God for you. People of God, we thank God for you. Amen. Each and every one of you for coming out to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless each of you on tonight. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that your faith has been quickened. Amen. That you have heard the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And that you just give the Lord a yes. Amen. A yes to what has been said. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. We pray, amen, that you would come back and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. Come and hear what the Lord has to say. Not only hear, amen, but make yourselves ready to do. We want to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word, but we want to be a doer of the word. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. And at this time, glory to God, we're going to ask the woman of God if she would come back, amen, for final words, glory to God, and to bless the line on tonight. Don't forget, people of God, come back tomorrow night. Tell somebody about us. Amen, Jesus. And we look forward to seeing you. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Take your phone off of mute, woman of God. Looks like your phone is on mute. Take your phone off of mute. Amen. There you are.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Jesus. Amen. I'm so happy, amen, to be on PNN tonight. Praise God as I continue to sing by grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord and thank all of the advisors as well as the host. Praise the Lord. May God continue to bless and strengthen you all. Praise the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God, we pray right now for this line, oh God. We pray, Lord, for the hearers, even on the radio, oh God, or whatever means, or the Facebook or whatever, oh God, for we pray that you may continue to be with this work, oh God, that you have placed here in the earth, oh God, for a new day is dawning for our lives, oh God, for prayer, for news network, oh God, for our environment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we have a fresh new mind, oh God, for you said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, and we pray for a fresh new anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it flow freely. In the name of Jesus, you commit them into your hands this night. In Jesus' name, and we thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you back, amen, on tomorrow night. Don't forget, one more time, tell somebody about the line. Amen. Bring somebody with you. Glory be to God that someone else can be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We love you. Amen. And we'll see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.